Democrat open borders plan to entrench single-party rule, explained in under 2 minutes. 1. Flood the country with untold millions of illegals by land, sea, and air from all over the world. Enough to eclipse the populations of 36 individual U.S. states so far. 2. Prioritize the needs of these millions of non-citizens over the needs of the American citizen, with free flights, buses, hotels, meals, and phones, ensuring their loyalty to the political party that imported them. 3. Keep them in the country at all costs, even when they commit violent crime like murder and rape. Attack the language used to describe the criminals, as opposed to the criminals themselves. Slander critics as racist. 4. Ensure their privileges are made irrevocable with city and state sanctuary laws that act as population magnets. Codify permanent status and ensure non-cooperation with ICE. 5. Count the non-citizens in the census that will determine congressional apportionment in the House of Representatives. As of now, that would equal 13 extra congressional districts, a tremendous amount of electoral power. 6. Wage a massive, heavily funded lawfare campaign to change state voting laws that legalize mass mail-in ballots, no signature verification, and no proof of citizenship requirements, making it nearly impossible to prove voter fraud. 7. Lock in the permanent voting majority with campaign promises of lavish benefits and permanent privileges, enshrining generational fealty to the Democrat Party. 8. Win elections. 9. Entrenched single-party rule has been achieved. The best part? Your tax dollars are paying for it.
What is up, LFA TV? We are coming at you live from America. This is Matt of Fact, and I am your host, Ryan Matta. Today is Thursday, May 30th, folks, and we are preparing to head down to Texas to continue filming our documentary called This Is Treason. So this weekend, we will be filming in Texas, and big shout out to everybody that had showed up and supported us and pre-ordered our documentary. We're going to do something special for you guys. I told you guys before that this wasn't our documentary. This is America's documentary, and everybody that's been able to pre-order probably before August, your guys are get, as long as you guys use your name, when you guys check out, we will put your name in the credits. So at the end of this documentary, everybody that supported us will get credits. I interviewed another documentary filmmaker and she said that's what she's doing. So it's not just our documentary. Everybody that's donated, you guys are going to get a big shout out at the end of the documentary. So when you show your friends and family, you guys can tell. Or if this goes down in history to be one of those documentaries, like the greatest documentary ever made in history, well, then you guys are going to be part of history and we greatly appreciate it. So you guys can pre-order our documentary at thisistreason.com. God bless everybody over here in the live chat. We got a packed show, folks. I don't know if you guys heard, but we're going to get right into this here in a few seconds. Loomer just dropped another bombshell on Judge Merkin's daughter and what she's doing as far as this money laundering operation. It's absolutely mind blowing. We're going to get into all that. We're going to get into a lot going on. I want to take a little trip down memory lane back to the Democrat or the Libertarian Convention. And our good friend Michelle Weekly, you've seen her over here on the chat. She tweeted this out earlier. She says, so many people just don't know yet. And it's our job to educate them. And this is where I personally have, you meet people and they start telling you why they like Biden. Now, not many people talk about Biden or why they might be a Democrat. And when you really get down to it, it's just because there's this lack of education. So I think it's important that we all remember, you know, we were all not awake at one point. And when we weren't awake, we had a completely different perception on reality. And I think that it's all of our jobs to wake everybody up. And I think everybody's doing a great job of it. I think our documentary is going to do a really good job at it as well. Check out this clip.
So I had this moment. I got to speak a little bit for a few minutes before Donald Trump. And I was speaking, and there were a bunch of people who were Trump supporters in the room who weren't libertarians. And so I try to do what I always try to do when there's people who aren't libertarians in the room. I try to say the most compelling, hardcore libertarian thing that might kind of win them over. And I don't really care about winning you guys over because you guys are already good on everything. But them I want to win over. And so I tried my best to do that. And I saw on social media, somebody who's here at the convention posted that one of these Donald Trump supporters just watched my speech and said, hey, I really liked what that guy had to say, but I gotta Google the Federal Reserve. What is that? And it reminded me of something that I think we all gotta keep in mind all the time, is that so many people just don't know yet. And it is our job to teach them. That's the job that we have. There is a false dichotomy in this party where people often argue about whether our job is to educate people or to get elected. But those things aren't in conflict. We will only ever win once we've educated people. Obviously, they don't know yet. There's not enough of us.
Amen to that, folks. We got a packed house over here. Maybe we're going to break that record today with those 400 likes. We got 415 people here. I kind of have this theory that maybe there's something odd about the amount of likes versus the amount of people that are watching a video over here on Rumble. It's really bizarre. I'm not sure if they're not really there, but I always have this issue. We'll have like 1,200 or 1,600 people in here, and we can't break 400 likes. So let's see if we can set that record today. Maybe you guys can help us kick that ball into motion, and let's test this and see. Let's see how many people, how many likes, and then as soon as we get more likes, it'll instantly start adding more viewers, and it's really bizarre. Maybe it pushes it out to more people, or maybe there's something else going on here, but check this out. This is probably one of the most base chicks ever to run for government office, and she says, forget Pride Month. We're doing America First Month. This chick's based.
The weak and gay agenda is about to be shoved down our throats for the next month. Why don't we have a month celebrating American nationalism? Or a family month for all of the mothers and fathers out there that have fought for their children. Or even a pussy month for all the pussies out there like Don Lemon. I will never allow my children to be sexualized, groomed, and indoctrinated. And with all due disrespect, I am done peddling to the pedophiles that this flag represents.
Should we have pussy month for Don Lemon or what? Dude, this girl has got my vote. I don't even know who she is, but I reached out to her today and I sent her some of my sizzle reels. I'm like, if I ever get an opportunity to come and film anything for your campaign, I'll do it all for free. I would love to sit down and have an interview with you. That chick is straight based a gay month for pussies like Don Lemon, she says. Smash that like button, folks. I told you it was going to be a good show today. Speaking of good shows, Dom over here on X goes, the breaker of narratives goes by Dom_LUCRE. Says, developing footage of a Michigan judge reacting to a man with a suspended driver's license that joined a Zoom call while driving his car. It's going viral. I don't know if you can just watch this guy's face. It's pretty funny.
You stationary?
I'm pulling in right now at this second. Yes, I am.
All right. What are we doing?
Your Honor, we are respectfully requesting an adjournment in this matter, up possibly 2 to 4 weeks if the court would allow.
Okay. So maybe I don't understand something. This is a driving with a license suspended?
That is correct, Your Honor.
And he was just driving and he didn't have a license.
Watch the guy's reaction.
Oh,
it froze.
This is what the charge is, Your Honor. Yes.
No, I'm looking at his record. He doesn't have a license. He's suspended and he's just driving.
That is correct, Your Honor.
Oh, it's frozen, but it's still worth a listen to.
Oh.
Oh, man, I wanted you guys to see that so bad. That sucks. I hate when they freeze up like that, but you guys get the picture of it. This guy's driving, and he has a Zoom court date, and he drives, and his court date is for driving on a suspended license, and he answers the Zoom call while he's still driving. Like, bro, what? Like, you couldn't hop in the passenger seat and pretend like your wife just drove you, or wait 2 seconds to answer that call, or at the least put your phone down and pretend like, oh, I just dropped my phone while you finish parking the car. Man, they're not the sharpest tools in the shed, man. Gosh damn it. This is too funny. This is too good. Check this out. Breaker of Neem says, I meme, therefore I am, says Breaker, mayor candidate Alfredo Cabrera in Mexico, Cuya de Benitez shot dead at point blank range. So if you guys are weak in the stomach, be careful. It's going to be a little graphic. What is going on with X in these videos? But yeah, well, probably better for you guys didn't see it anyways, but you just see the gun go up point blank and it blows the trigger. You don't see him get shot, but you see the gun shoot and that's all you see. More, how many high profile people have been assassinated? How in the world has nobody put the World Economic Forum, Klaus Schwab, Bill Gates, or any of these globalists on some type of like international Interpol list? How are these people able to sit here and execute heads of state? And they just walk around with complete immunity. Like, these guys can't be charged. It's absolutely mind-blowing. But what's cool about this is everybody's waking up. Check out this. Gunther Engelmann hit 650,000 followers on X. He says when he hits a million, he's going to run for Senate. So if you guys aren't following Gunther Engelmann, check out his work. He says the left knows how to bait black people.
The left knows exactly how to bait black people because they use things like racism. The other day, Michelle Obama went on TV. She gave a whole speech, talked about how Trump was this and Trump was that. And at the very end of what she said, she made sure to say, and yes, it is racist. You know why? Because the minute you call anything racist or you add race into it, black people get emotional and they come out. I don't try to convince Democrats to be Republican. What I try to convince them to do is know your history and read a little bit. Most Democrats can't tell you why they're Democrats. They just hate Donald Trump. They can't even tell you what Biden did in 47 years, but they're going to vote for him. They can't tell you what Kamala did while she was in California, locking black people up left and right, but they're going to vote for him. When will the slaves get off the plantation? You know what happens when slaves get off that plantation? The house just tell on them.
Oh, you hear that? You know what happens when the slaves get off the plantation? You heard him right there. I can't even say it, but that's exactly it, man. Check this out. We went down to Chicago last week. Actually, it was about 2 weeks ago now. And we went down to O Block, which is, if you guys go to heyjackass.com, actually, I'll pull it up here for you guys so you guys can see it. But if you go to heyjackass.com and you take a look at these crime statistics and these murder statistics, a lot of these are coming from O Block, right? It's one of the most dangerous neighborhoods in Chicago. And they're redefining it from O Block, meaning like a bad thing, to opportunity block. And this is the rooftop pastor. His name is Corey Brooks. The city of Chicago is going to basically, I don't know if they're going to take down a building. They were going to tear down a building. And Corey wanted the building to build a community center. And this is right in their neighborhood. And they wanted to completely demolish this building and they wouldn't give it to him. He's like, I don't need you guys to demolish it. I don't need you guys to take it down. He goes, I just want to turn it into a community center. And they're like, nope. You're not going to do that. That building belongs to the city of Chicago. So he went and protested by handcuffing himself to the rooftop, and he stayed on top of this building for 94 days. So they couldn't tear it down. He was on top of the building for 94 days in protest, and he ended up getting the facility, and now they're renovating it. So this is part of the construction phase. I think it's going to be a 15-story building, a giant community center. I want to say something like $36 million. Is what's going to go and get invested into this building so they can start creating opportunities for these children in these inner cities that have absolutely nothing. Here's a little sneak peek of the interview.
And I want to be real specific that it's not just a black problem. Poor people in America need to be aware that it's a replacement going on for poor people.
Yes.
Whether if you're poor black, poor white, poor whatever, they are putting together a plan to replace you.
We went out and we tried to help them get elected. They promised us that they would help us. And then they take all of our time, our talent, our treasure, and they give it to foreign nationals. That they hate us so much that they would do this to us. We are humiliated. And then, as you know, after humiliation subsides, what comes next? Anger.
Definitely.
And resentment.
Absolutely.
How do you see that anger and resentment? Do you see it in your community? And what does that, what that has to manifest to something? It just doesn't sit in anger and resentment. There's a stewing process, and then there's a manifestation and action that comes from that.
You know, it reminds me of what I used to say 10 years ago. I used to talk about how the violence, if we don't do something about it, it's going to spread like cancer. Mm-hmm. And sure enough, the violence that we experience in the city of Chicago has spread like cancer. It's downtown, it's up north, it's everywhere. This reminds me of the same thing. We're sitting on a powder keg waiting to explode. You have individuals who are very frustrated, individuals who are very angry about the situation at hand, and it's only a matter of time before it explodes and people get really angry and we start to see the results of that. You can already see it's starting to simmer. You already see community leaders, community activists, individuals who are really perturbed by what's going on. And people are really waking up to the fact that, hey, we're being left out. And the sad part about it is that there are people who will really try to make us believe that, no, you're going to be fine, you're okay, as if we're so stupid to believe that our causes are going to be taken care of. We can only look at our community and look at what's going on and know that not only have we been left out, we're going to continue to be left out because that's how things are done in the city of Chicago.
One of the terms that is constantly, that I constantly hear once we get into this discussion about illegal immigration, funding, resources, ignoring the plight of the people that are living here, is they feel like they're being replaced.
Yeah.
And my retort to that is I believe that America, this is not my terms. These are the terms used by globalists and our own politicians. The great global reset, or just the reset. It's happened across Europe, Western Europe, and it's now happening in America. And the reason why I'm here in Chicago is because I believe this is the epicenter. This is the testing ground. This is where it's going to either, their plan is going to work, they're going to replace the black population with illegal aliens, or it's going to explode.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah, you know, and I want to be real specific that it's not just a black problem. Poor people in America need to be aware that it's a replacement going on for poor people.
Yes.
Whether if you're poor black, poor white, poor whatever, they are putting together a plan to replace you. It is obvious. And so if there ever was a time that black poor people and black white people, poor people need to come together, this would be the time, because this is a policy that as Americans,
we coming together,
we need to stand against, and we need to make sure that, hey, we want to be a country where we invite people to come in. We want immigration, but we want immigration to be fair, we want it to be honest, and we want it to be legal. And no one should have a right to come into America illegally. That's right. Just the way it should be.
Amen, folks. Amen to that. That's exactly what America's doing. And we got Ellie May in the chat with the super chat, $25. She says, share this stream everywhere, folks. We already almost got 1,200 people in the stream. We got 270 likes. We are on track to break our record of 400 likes, but only if you guys can smash that like button. And you know who we need to give a big shout out to? The legend herself, Miss Laura Loomer, who's breaking these epic stories. She's running circles around the mainstream media and absolutely obliterating these guys. And she's got this exclusive over here. So I want to start off by reading Loomer's tweet. Then we'll jump over into the Gateway Pundit article and we'll talk about what's going on with the crooked, corrupt judge, Judge Merchants. So his daughter, Lauren Merchants' client from her Democrat political consulting firm, Authentic HQ, have been given seats inside Trump's trial. So Judge Merkin is allowing his daughter's clients to have unrestricted access inside the Trump trial. His daughter, Lauren Merkin, is a Democrat political consultant. According to the Authentic Campaign's website, which Lauren Merkin is the president of, the anti-Trump Brennan Center for Justice is a client of his daughter. Surprise, surprise. Now, Joyce Vance at Joyce White Vance is a senior fellow at the Brennan Center for Justice and the Brennan Center. And she also has been inside Trump's trial, where she's been writing articles for the Brennan Center for Justice. Surprise, surprise, which also targets and harasses the members of the jury in Trump's trial. One day ago, Joyce Vance wrote and published this article titled, "Can We Trust the Jury in Trump's Manhattan Trial?" Dude, this is big news, folks. This is huge. Y'all make sure you guys are following at Laura Loomer over on X. The Brennan Center for Justice hired Lauren, the judge's daughter, to manage their newsletter. See the receipts below, and I believe that's what I'm showing you guys here on the screen, which features articles from the Brennan Center for Justice website. Now, Lauren's clients are now making money off Lauren's father, and Lauren is profiting off of her clients having seats inside the Trump trial because per her own website, Lauren has increased the size of Brennan Center newsletter by 204%. Now, political email lists are worth millions of dollars, folks. Millions. Now, Joyce Vance served as the U.S. attorney for the Northern District of Alabama from 2009 to 2017. She was appointed by Barack Hussein Obama. Also exclusive. Now, she goes on to say, check it out, it gets even better. Additionally, Susan Sachs Goldman, The mother of Democrat New York Congressman Rep. Dan Goldman is on the board of directors for the Brennan Center for Justice. Dude, it doesn't get much better than this. As I previously exclusively reported, Rep. Goldman is also a client of Lauren's. He prepared Michael Cohen for his testimony in the Trump trial per his admission on MSDNC. And Dan Goldman has sent hundreds of thousands of dollars to the personal home residence of Lauren, the judge's daughter. How good is this? This is arguably jury intimidation in the way that the Judge Merkin is having his daughter's clients who worked for Obama Biden's DOJ come into the courtroom to write disparaging articles about the jury, which suggests that they can't make a decision on their own. Banana Republic, folks. Absolute Banana Republic. Now let's jump over here and check out this article by the Gateway Pundit, because this is pretty big. Right in the beginning, right in the middle of Trump's trial, and Laura's over here breaking stories that should have been broke years ago. Or at the very least, the second this thing should have got started, it should have got shut down because of this. But of course, the Republicans don't do anything but try to sabotage Trump and throw him under the bus. So breaking, Laura Loomer exclusive, Judge Merkins is allowing his daughter's clients to have unrestricted access inside Trump's trial. Loomer broke into the war room broadcast on Thursday to discuss her latest breaking news regarding the judge and his activist daughter who is raising money off the ongoing Donald Trump trial. Laura Loomer revealed on Thursday that the Marxist judge is allowing his daughter's clients access inside his lawfare trial against President Trump. It appears we found the criminal in this case. He's the one in the robe. Paul Ingracia reported on Judge Merkin's daughter, Lauren, back in April. He said, this is the scandal involving Merchant's daughter, as brilliantly exposed by Laura Loomer. Merchant impartially has been irresponsibly murried by reports that his daughter, Lauren, serves as president of an organization called Authentic, which describes itself as a digital agency that partners with clients to build award-winning programs for progressive causes and campaigns. On Thursday, Laura Loomer reported that Judge Merkin is allowing his daughter's clients to have unrestricted access inside the trial. This is absolutely mind-blowing, folks. Even the media is reporting on it right now. This is a huge story, guys. So make sure you guys swing over there and follow Laura Loomer. She's absolutely crushing it, crushing it. And we're all waking up. Everybody in America is waking up, and we're getting sick and tired. We're fed up with this. Let me show you let me show you what's going on. Actually, yeah, let me show you guys what the citizens of San Diego are dealing with right now, because this is actually, no, let me play what the jury's looking at right here. So this was Wall Street Apes. The Donald Trump trial is rigged. NBC News senior legal correspondent Lauren Jarrett. Trump's jury has 50 pages of instructions to follow, but the jury does not get them in the deliberation room. Check this out.
I got it. These are the instructions that the jury has to follow in Donald Trump's hush money trial before they can reach a verdict. 53 pages. This is complicated. This is lengthy stuff. It took the judge over an hour to read it, but guess what? The jury doesn't get this in the room during deliberations. They have to write questions, they can write notes, but they don't get these instructions. In New York, both parties have to agree and the judge has to agree. And in this case, it didn't happen. They don't have this in the room right now.
Are you kidding me? Could you imagine being a jury and trying to follow instructions? Like what? Like at what point does the jury not go, yeah, this is a rigged, this is a sham. Like there's no way we're convicting Trump. So I guess they only have to convict him on, the judge gave like an ABC opportunity where they only have to pick, like there's like four different crimes. You don't have to find them. You have to come to a unanimous decision, but you don't all have to unanimously agree that it's the same crime. It is absolute insanity. But check this out. Trump just dropped something special.
We're reaching the top. We're reaching the top. We're reaching the top. We know what it takes to be reaching the top.
Lower the lights down. Hand over my crown. Hand over my heart. I do this for my town. I do this for my crown. So turn me up real loud. My time. My time. None of you people can tell me to stop. Turning the track up. I'm never going back down. Hand over my heart.
Yeah, that's my president, folks. That's my president. Smash that like button for President Trump. We got some more just breaking in over here. MAGA War Room tweets out, Joe Biden and the Democrats don't get to use a sham trial to decide an election. The only verdict that matters is at the ballot box on November 5th. Vote Trump. Here's Alvin Fatty Bragg.
Thank you for joining us here today. Earlier this afternoon, Donald Trump was arraigned by a Manhattan grand jury on 34 felony counts.
This case is an abomination. You know, it's obviously political. 7 years to try to come up with this case. They're just wrong on the law.
The only crime that Donald Trump is being prosecuted for is the crime of running for president.
Political persecution at the highest level.
They've quite frankly given up on trying to beat him at the polls. Either going to steal it or stop it by law firm.
A Democrat prosecutor elected on a Get Trump platform.
What's going on here is a disgusting disgrace. It is war on Trump. It is war on the Republican Party. And it is a war on a republic.
This case is the weakest case I've seen in 60 years of teaching, practicing, and writing about criminal law.
And I doubt the New York indictment would have been brought against a defendant whose name was not Donald Trump.
This judge, I mean, you don't need a prosecutor if you have a judge like this. This judge is not on the level.
It's a terrible case, but the judge has been pretty much a rubber stamp on everything that Bragg has wanted to do.
They're perverting the system of justice. You know, that's where the danger lies, the corruption and subversion of our institutions by the left.
This is the Democrats' entire strategy, to confine President Trump to a dirty criminal courtroom and keep him off the campaign trail where he can bring his winning message to voters across this country.
New York has become a legal banana republic. They are so determined to get Donald Trump.
Look, convicting Donald Trump, that's all they have.
I think they have no cards. And they're depending upon Trump getting convicted.
That Trump train doesn't show any signs of slowing down.
The only verdict that matters is the verdict at the ballot box.
Amen to that, folks. There's no stopping this man. We're going to put him back in the White House. It doesn't matter what they do, what they charge him with, what they think they're going to charge him with. But this just got tweeted out 1 hour ago. Here's Trump.
Thank you very much. Here we go again. 5 weeks. I've been here. I'm gagged. I'd like to answer all of your questions. They're very easy questions to answer, but I'm gagged, so I can't talk as much as I would like to about this ridiculous case that's hurting our country so badly. Some of the reviews from yesterday are the... And by the way, everyone's against this case. I haven't seen one legal scholar or expert in the law say that this case should have been filed. It should not have been filed, or at a minimum, it should have been filed 7 years ago. 7 years old, everybody turned it down, including federal elections turned it down. Southern District turned it down. Bragg turned it down. Then he rejuvenated it when I was running for office. It's a terrible thing. At the request of Biden, the editors of the National Review say, acquit Trump. Bragg has failed to prove his charges. Totally failed. Greg Jarrett. Who exactly was defrauded? Voters who had already voted. Well, they already voted because all of this stuff came in after the election. So how were they defrauded? And then you say, what about Hillary with the dossier? What about all of the other things that go? And this is nothing. This is nothing. But what about all of the corruption, the voter fraud that you've seen over the last year on behalf of the Democrats, and nobody talks about it? This is ridiculous what they're talking about. This is called running for office. Greg Jarrett, the government, which received full payment on all taxable income. The government, by the way, received full payment. The taxes were paid in full. In fact, they made comment on that. Even if the taxes were paid in full, the Federal Elections Commission that concluded the money paid did not constitute a campaign contribution under the law. And remember, this judge wouldn't allow us. Look, he's a very conflicted judge. Everybody knows that. You don't want to talk about what the conflict was. I'm not allowed to talk about it because of a gag order that he put on me. So one subject he really doesn't want to talk about. There was no fraud. There was no conspiracy. It's that simple. Moreover, without a primary crime, there can be no secondary crime. It's a classic lawfare, weaponizing statutes. Because the law has been, okay, ready? Because no law has been broken. That was Greg Jarrett. Ellie Honig, legal analyst for CNN. The crime here is not easy to explain or to understand. It's just not understandable. In other words, There is no crime. This is CNN. Catherine Christian from MSNBC, I call it MSDNC, legal analyst. It's difficult because it's a very nuanced argument. It's never been prosecuted before. This is an argument that has never been prosecuted before. And hopefully it'll never be prosecuted again. Andy McCarthy, this is anything but standard. It's the antithesis of standard, actually. The idea that they do not have to agree on what the other crime is. We spent 6 weeks wondering, what is the other crime? What is the other crime? And at the end, the thud we all get is this. There's three or four of them, and you could pick one from the other, and they don't have to agree on anything. And what he's saying is it's so corrupt. Nobody's ever heard of anything like this. It's called pick 'em. It's like the lottery. Pick 'em. You pick 'em. And you don't have to be, even though in a criminal case you have to be unanimous, you don't have to be. Just give a couple of votes, because the judge, unfortunately, is corrupt. Judge Jeanine Pirro, no one has heard of this. It's like it's a menu column A, B, or C. You don't have to agree on it. This is a kangaroo court. This is unheard of. I've never seen anything like it. I've done this for 32 years. I'm not a federal prosecutor. I'm a state prosecutor, so I know what I'm talking about. I'm not a federal judge. I'm a county judge, just like Mercia. This is New York law. This is my wheelhouse. He is 100% wrong. He's wrong. That's what Jeanine Pirro, very good woman, very smart woman. Jonathan Turley, this is becoming a three-card Monty game on where is the crime? Smart guy, where is the crime? Mike Davis, the U.S. would sanction a country for doing this. I think that's good. I think that's good. Steve Hilton, it seems that every single day these proceedings go on, the judge and the prosecutor just go out of their way to prove Trump's point. And I guess they are proving my point, when you think. That's why I write some of these things that are very sad. Mark Levin, this Stalinist-like case, it's a Stalinist-like case. It has prevented President Trump from running for office. It has prevented him from campaigning. He's unable to campaign because he's been in a courthouse for 5 weeks. And yet we just had a poll came out, NPR. Trump's 54, Biden's 42. And that's with independents. That's the best we've ever had. They said this is the single best poll that Trump has ever had with independents. Trump's largest lead among independent voters, NPR Marist College, 44-28. And Junior is way down, way, way down. But it's 44. Junior is extremely liberal. By the way, he's extremely radical left. I think you know that. But he seems to be hurting Biden probably a little bit. So that's it. It's a disgrace. The millions and millions of dollars that are spent daily on this case, outside it looks like it's Fort Knox, like they're guarding this. I've never seen so many policemen. Now with Columbia University, you can plant a tent right in front of the main door, no problem. NYU, just put your tent up. Don't worry about it. Over here. But I just want to say that this is a very sad day for America. The whole world is watching. And it's a very sad day for New York. I've gone through two of these trials already. It's a very, with the same kind of a judge. It's all worked. It's all rigged. The whole thing, the whole system is rigged. Judge Ann Gorin was overturned 5 times in my case. And he's going to be overturned again. And we were treated very, very badly. And the outside world is watching. And the outside world is just not going to bring their business to New York. And that's going to cost the city trillions and the state trillions and trillions of dollars. Businesses are leaving. And people are fleeing. So you can see the quotes yourself. And thank you all very much. We'll comment later on in the evening. But we'll be here. It looks like a long time. Thank you.
Amen to that. That's our president, folks. Do me a huge solid. We got almost 1,400 people watching. We are going to break that like record today, folks. We almost have 338 likes, folks. We've never hit 400, and we got 25 minutes to do so. So do me a huge solid. Please smash that like button. We're just getting started over here. We got our man Byron Donalds over here tweeting out. I shouldn't say our man, but some of you guys like this man. He says, we were told if Trump was indicted, he'd be done. Trump rebelled. We were told if there was a mugshot, he'd be done. Trump prevailed. We were told if court cases began, he would be done. Trump prevailed. President Trump will prevail over this lawfare, and we will make America great again.
We were told if he's indicted, that's it. Well, he had four indictments. That wasn't it. He continued to rise in the polls. We were told if there's a mugshot, that's it. That wasn't it. We were told if the court case began, that's it. It hasn't been it. He's continued to rise in the polls. Quinnipiac even found that those who went from their very, this is a very serious crime, went from 40% to 35% by the end of the trial. But the biggest number for me, and I mentioned this was Quinnipiac 2 hours ago, I meant Ipsos knowledge poll, is this. What are you closely following the news on? Mm-hmm. Well, 65% said they're closely following inflation. All the way at the bottom under immigration and all these other issues is 42% who are following the trial. This is where Trump, if convicted, should flip this on its head. 12 people had their say on a Stormy Daniels payment. I want to talk about your gas payment, your grocery payment, your mortgage payment. Those are the payments that millions of Americans will vote on November 5th, 2024.
Amen to that, folks. I know that's what I'm voting for. I don't know about you guys. I'm voting President Trump no matter what. They can put that man in a jail cell, and I'm still going to vote for him. You know who's thinking the same thing? Our man over here, Chicago Ray, goes by at Chicago 1 Ray over on X. He says, fact is, the only thing President Trump is guilty of is being the most loved president in the history of our body politics. Check this. Check out this crowd. I used to think it was a mechanical problem. No, Trump, it ain't no mechanical problem. But check this out. Tom Fitton just in says, what is happening to Trump is one of the worst miscarriages of justice in American history. This is Tom over at Judicial Watch.
Well, the jury now has Trump's fate in its hands up in New York in these Alice in Wonderland kangaroo court type proceedings where Trump is being pressed on non-crimes based on non-evidence. The fact the jury has the case at all is another failure of our justice system. The judge should have directed an acquittal of President Trump, a directed verdict. But in keeping with his pro-Biden bias, his anti-Trump bias, he's continued to abuse the process and frankly has rigged the outcome by directing the jury that it could come to a split decision as to the underlying crimes Trump supposedly committed and still find him guilty. Again, Alice in Wonderland. Let's pray, though, the jury does the right thing. But in the meantime, this whole process has been one of the worst miscarriages of justice in American history.
Amen to that, Tom. Amen to that. Well, check this out, folks. We got a little bit of breaking news. Looks like Bannon just got on Loomer. So I grabbed this little 2-minute clip from War Room. Laura's going to talk about what she just exposed with this judge's daughter. So do us a huge favor, folks. We're going to break that record today. Smash that like button for me, please, and thank you.
Laura, what is this breaking news? What is this breaking news you've got for us about access, full access for Judge Mershon's daughter's clients?
Yeah, Steve, so thanks so much for having me on. And people can go to my Twitter right now, at Laura Loomer, and read my exclusive report. You know, we've been talking extensively about all of Judge Mershon's daughter's Democrat clients and all of her progressive communist clients at her company, Authentic Campaigns. And one of the clients is the Brennan Center for Justice, okay? And basically, the Brennan Center for Justice has one of their senior fellows inside the courtroom now. Her name is Joyce White Vance. She was actually appointed as the U.S. attorney for the Northern District of Alabama under Barack Hussein Obama. And she is the senior fellow reporting for the Brennan Center for Justice inside Judge Mershon's courtroom right now. And she is a paid client of Lauren Mershon's. And so if you go to the Authentic Campaigns website, they brag about how they've been able to increase the size of the newsletter for the Brennan Center for Justice by over 204%. And the article that is featured in the newsletter that was posted by Joyce Vance says, it was just posted yesterday, can we trust the jury in Trump's Manhattan trial? So So arguably, you could say, Steve, that this is a form of jury intimidation by Judge Mershon via his daughter and the clients, because they are now having officials who worked for Obama and Biden's DOJ come into the courtroom to write disparaging articles about the jury that suggest that they can't make a decision on their own, which kind of like falls hand in hand with the tiptoeing that Judge Mershon has been doing, this really weird dance over these last couple of days where he's been refusing to give the jury written instructions. And so they've had to keep on coming back to him and asking him to like reiterate the instructions. Oh, it's quite uncalled for and unheard of, really, for the judge to not provide written instructions to the jury. And yet the jury cannot get written instructions out of Judge Mershon. So think of how much money. You know how this works, Steve. You're in politics. You know the value of a political email list. If a list is already worth millions of dollars, imagine the increase of 204%. How much money is Lauren Mershon making on the back end of the prospecting that she's doing for the Brennan Center for Justice email list?
Woohoo! Woohoo! Laura Loomer bringing the heat, folks. Again, if you guys are not following Laura Loomer, if you guys actually want to learn more about Laura Loomer, swing over to my personal Rumble channel and scroll down to kind of when I just started the channel at the very beginning of all my videos. You guys will see I did a little docu-series on Loomer's basically entire life. It's, I think it's 8 or 9 videos, and they're all over there on my main channel. They're really, really good. If you guys want to get to know more about Laura Loomer, this was, I interviewed her back when nobody would even have her on their podcast. Nobody was talking to her. She had just got her Twitter back, maybe like a week before, maybe a couple weeks before, actually, because that's how I set it up. But yeah, she's an absolute patriot. She's been in the muck. She's been down there. She went undercover in Hillary Clinton's campaigns. And if there's one person that you can thank for Hillary Clinton not being president and Donald Trump winning in 2016, it was the work that Laura Loomer did. She's been fighting for Donald Trump ever since. I hope she, hopefully she becomes press secretary. It would be absolutely awesome. She'd destroy the fake news. So Laura Loomer tweeted this out just an hour ago. She says, watch, this is the most important election of our lifetimes. America is on the verge of collapse under Joe Biden's regime. We can't afford 4 more years of Biden or any radical leftist. So check out this interview. It's really important.
I think that this is the most important election of our lifetimes. And I think that, you know, the average age, Austin, of an empire is 250 years. And America is going to have its 248th birthday this year, this 4th of July. July. And, you know, it's like people need to understand that we're right on that verge, okay, of having the collapse of the American empire. And so I wouldn't advocate for people not to vote. I would say that, you know, you need to vote. You need to vote for Donald Trump, because if Joe Biden gets 4 more years, or if we have a contingent election, Congress isn't going to put a constitutional conservative in. They're not going to put a nationalist in. They're not going to put a libertarian in. Shit, they're not even going to put a populist in. They are not even going to put a moderate Democrat in. They are going to put the most radical, totalitarian leftist, somebody who's going to make Joe Biden look like a competent moderate, okay, in office if they're able to get their way and have a contingent election because of third party nonsense. And so everybody needs to vote for Donald Trump. And as Donald Trump said, and I know he's been mocked for saying this, if I wasn't a libertarian now, I sure as am now, right? Because he has realized how the deep state has been weaponized and how all of these agencies that Republicans have protected and championed for years. We were told the FBI is good. You know, we were told that DHS was good. We were told that the police were good. And for the most part, I would say that most police officers, you know, try to do good. It's the people on top that are often corrupt. So I'm not a cop hater, but you know, I definitely do think that we need to defund the FBI. I think that these are positions that have been hard for conservatives traditionally to come to. And if anything, the Libertarian Party should be grateful to Donald Trump for mainstreaming the idea of defunding the FBI, for mainstreaming the idea of, you know, going after the deep state and the FBI being corrupt. Like, I never thought in my wildest dreams that saying defund the FBI, or, you know, the FBI or the deep state is corrupt, or we need to, you need to fire all of the political appointees within DHS and all of the intel agencies, would be a mainstream conservative policy or statement, because after 9/11, conservatives were taught that, oh, you have to support the national security state. You have to support the intel agencies because that is the patriotic conservative American thing to do for the sake of combating this war on terror. But now everything that the Patriot Act was used for and the implementation of the Patriot Act and all these intel agencies that, you know, were supposed to be funded for the sake of countering Islamic terrorism, they created the concept of digital deplatforming, which was supposed to be used as a counter-terror tactic for Islamic terrorism, and they have instead weaponized it against white Christian conservative Americans, for the most part.
Amen.
Would you, let me ask you a question. Ann Coulter the other day was talking to Vivek Ramaswamy, and I'm a huge Vivek fan.
Yeah, I like Vivek.
I'm pulling for him to be the vice presidential pick. I've actually made a pledge to my fans and supporters. I said that, you know, I have not worn my Make America Great Again hat yet. I have not put it on yet, but I have said, I have pledged that if Donald Trump nominates Vivek Ramaswamy as his vice presidential pick, I am going to, for the very first time on my show, put on this Make America Great Again hat, because Vivek Ramaswamy has talked a libertarian nationalist alliance. And that means Laura, that means people like you and me being in charge. That means, you know, people like yourself. Can you imagine what it would be like if we had people like yourselves, hardcore nationalists like yourself, Make America Great Again types, and people like me every once in a while being like, are you sure you want the government to do that? You know, maybe we should cut the taxes a little bit more, or you know, maybe we should keep the guns and the due process. You know, maybe we shouldn't ban bump stocks, you know, and things like that. Right. Wouldn't that be a much better vision for America?
Amen to that. Amen to that. I say we vibe back for VP. I hope so. I hope he puts a just straight savage in there that's ready to just roll heads, because that's what we need. We need to hit him on the ground running day one. And if you guys aren't following Trump, so does it, Agenda 47, go over to his Rumble channel and just start watching those videos. His plan to completely obliterate the deep state, man, I'm so, so excited. The Department of Disclosure is the one I'm probably most excited in. We were talking to JJ, my partner, and he wants to film another documentary after this one. And I'm like, I don't know, you know, and somebody else was talking. I was on, where was I at the other day? I was on the Insurrectionist podcast with Mike Lauber and Derek Evans. And we were talking about, you know, there's going to be enough content to make a documentary. Probably if Trump wins in November, the time period from November, 15th is the election, until he gets, till he is officially president on January 15th, that 60-day window, I bet you I will be able to grab enough content to create a whole documentary just on that couple month period. I think this country is going to, what do you guys think is going to happen? Drop those comments here. Let me tell you guys about our first sponsors today. Drop some comments and actually drop them in the main comments of this video right after you go over there and you hit that little grayed out thumbs up button. If you just make sure that thumbs up button turns green, we're going to break the record of 400 likes on today's show. It'll be the first time we ever did it live, but I can't do it without you guys. Let me let you in on these sponsors. We'll be right back. So check this out, folks. They call them debt traps. And those debt traps that you're caught in, yeah, they're not your fault. You didn't cause inflation, you didn't set gap prices, and you sure as heck didn't cause those credit card companies to jack up their interest rates. Now, the thing with debt traps is that they're going to destroy your life if you don't get out now. And the only company I recommend is Done With Debt, folks. Done With Debt are brilliant debt relief strategists. First, they stand between you and your bill collectors, then they negotiate a plan to get you out of debt permanently without bankruptcy and without taking out loans, which is super important. But listen, some of these strategies are time sensitive, so you need to contact Done With Debt right now, like today. This couldn't be easier. Just get a free consultation, share what you're dealing with, and they'll explain a strategy to erase your debt faster and easier than ever thought possible. Go to donewithdebt.com. Folks, that is donewithdebt.com. And up next, folks, we got Ammo Squared. If you've never heard about it, check this out. Ammo Squared helps you stay stocked up on ammunition. It automatically builds over time. You slowly grow your supply. It's stored for free while it builds up, and then it ships wherever you want it, and it ships to you in just 1 to 2 business days. Ammo Squared was started in 2015. They got over 30,000 customers across the country. It's truly automated ammo purchasing. You just set it and forget it. You pick your caliber, you select your budget, you select those shipping triggers, and that's it. Your ammo builds up slowly over time, and it's delivered to you automatically wherever you want it. It's a super budget-friendly way to stockpile your ammo. It's just like a 401k. So you can put any amount of money you want into it, 25, 50, 100 bucks a month, whatever you choose. You can pick as many calibers of ammo as you want, and then it just builds up. And then if you wait till you get $250, it's free shipping. So what better way to stockpile your ammo than right here at AmmoSquare.com? Join me, folks. I got my ammo stockpiling, as they say, and I can't wait to get those first calibers here. As soon as it hits $250, it will be shipped out, and I will be showing it off over here, folks. Jeremy's dropping it in the chat. For 75 free 9mm rounds, use AmmoSquare.com/LFA. Look at that, folks. We're getting you hooked up already. And if you guys get time, swing over to the LFA merch store. There's no better way to support us on here on LFA than directly in our merch store. Hats, hoodies, t-shirts. And if you want to start your day off right, you're not going to do so without a cup of Rise Up coffee, that roasted pecan. Grab yourself a little cup of Joe and then swing over here to LFA TV and check in at Rise Up. Jeremy does a show called Rise Up at 9 in the morning. So if you want to get a cup of Joe and a little bit of Jesus in your life, fresh way to start the day, there's no better place to do that than over here at LFA. I'm like freestyling over here. And if you guys want to support us at Matta of Fact, you can go to mypillow.com/Matta and get 50 to 60% off everything store wide. And if you want to get out from the crushing weight of our government and you want to start stacking some Bitcoin, my affiliate links down below will get you guys some free Bitcoin depending on how much you deposit. If you guys are outside the USA, I recommend Bybit. They offer the most free Bitcoin. I mean, you get up to like $33,000. So if you're a baller and you want to buy $1 million worth of Bitcoin, use my link, please. Just kidding. All right, guys, let's keep it rolling over here on Matta of Fact. You guys ready? I think we're just getting started. Where do we want to roll? Let's roll into it right here. Actually, let's talk about the fake news. All right. Let's do it. All right, Kyle Baker says, Justin, Trump's jury hands Judge Merkin a third note asking for clarification on jury instructions. Well, maybe that's because they didn't get any jury instructions. The Biden donor judge has refused to allow the jury written instructions. A former president may be convicted in a rigged trial. This is absolute madness.
Tracking this in real time, Donald Trump is back inside of the courtroom as well as the jury. They have delivered an additional note here this morning clarifying what parts of jury instruction they want read back to them this morning inside of this courtroom. You'll recall that yesterday, before a court closed for the day and before jury deliberation day number one ended, this jury requested to have parts of the jury instruction read back to them. Now, it took an hour and 26 minutes yesterday to do that. This is where it's articulated what the law is that they are looking to determine Donald Trump's guilt over, but as well as the extent to which they are able to draw inferences from facts that were stated in this case. And Judge Marchand has indicated, based off of this new note delivered by the jury here in the last just 5 minutes, that they had like pages 7 through 35 read back to them. So if you do the math, that should take us about 45 minutes. They also requested to have four different parts of witness testimony, specifically from David Pecker and Michael Cohen, read back to them here this morning. We expect that to look like about 35 pages of testimony. It relates to conversations that took place between Donald Trump, Michael Cohen, and David Pecker in 2015, 2016. For the prosecution, that is at the beginning of what they allege to be the beginning of the conspiracy to hatch this catch and kill scheme. That is expected to take about 40 minutes to read back. So court here this morning, at least to start the day, should look like a little bit of what court has looked like here in the past, is the jury as well as the defendant, Donald Trump, will be in the courtroom to read back some of these notes because they do not actually have this entire packet of jury instructions in front of them. So if they want clarification, they must request Judge Marchand to read back and clarify for them. And they have a laptop in their possession, which we should note they just requested headphones so they can listen to some of the audio exhibits that were a part of this trial. But particularly not what is on that laptop includes the actual transcripts of the witness testimony. So if they want any of what David Pecker said back in April or Michael Cohen said 2 weeks ago, read back to them, they've got to request it. And that has to be read back to them inside of this courtroom. So that could indicate, based off of the jury's notes so far, that this may not be a quick decision, but we could see just what that may look like here come a little bit later this morning.
Well, folks, talk about a sham. And I think everybody should be asking them questions. Like, think about what your life was like 4 years ago under Donald Trump. And then think about what these savages have done to this country. And just imagine what Loomer said, right? If they rig this election in 2024, the first thing you should probably be doing is trying to figure out how to relocate your family outside of the country, even if it's just for a short period of time. There's a lot of really cool ways to do it. If you guys aren't following me on my personal podcast, I just interviewed a guy who basically house swaps with families all over the world. So he bought this place in Thailand and he puts it up in this like home swap. So he bought a really cheap property in Thailand. It's beautiful over there because they're a lot cheaper for like $30,000. And then he home swaps with families that are also in the network. So he'll go somewhere for a month and then somebody will go to his house for a month, but you're in this pool. So basically, like, once you put your house there and somebody rents it, you get credits and you can use those credits to rent any of the other houses that are in the network. And the families just swap homes. It's probably one of the coolest things I've ever heard. If you guys want to learn more about it, it's on my personal Rumble channel. But think about how much better your life was back then versus how better it is now. And we got Wall Street Apes over here tweets out. He says, Black New York residents speaking out against the city's management. New York effing city. We are cooked. We're cooked. Illegal immigrants are giving oral sex at Grand Central Station. They are having sex in front of children in Central Park with people staring at them. This is the America that Joe Biden has created, folks. Is this what you want your kids growing up in?
New York fucking city. We are cooked. We're cooked. It's not even full-time summertime. And there's men going around punching women in the face. There's immigrants getting as shape-ups at Grand Central. And I just saw a video of a couple in the middle of the day in a major park fucking under a blanket. I mean, there's kids around, there's people with volleyballs, there's people with blankets, and people just staring at them while they going up and down in a blanket. I mean, what is going on, New York? Please get some fucking order. I want to have fun this summer. Our mayor was at the Met Gala last year. What were you doing there? You was on Drink Champs this week. What is your mayor doing on Drink
Champs? Mayor Adams.
I'm nervous for our city. I really am. It is so much pandemonium. We need some fucking order. I think I'm running for mayor. I think I'm going to be like that.
We need more people like that. Get out there and vote, folks, and get out there and run for local office. It all starts at the local level. And this is what these heathens are bringing in. I know we played this a couple of times, but it irritates me so bad that these are the type of scumbags that your government, this migrant here pissing in a white female's face. Could you imagine if a white man walked up to a black female sitting on a park bench, whipped his junk out and took a piss in her face? Can you imagine? There's probably not a 100-person felony manhunt for this migrant, right? But the dude who did a burnout on a pride flag, yeah, there's definitely a 100-person felony manhunt for that guy. I mean, that was right in her face, folks. And if that wasn't good enough, how about this? Could you imagine if two white kids hunted down a black kid and then choked him out, slapped him in the face, and ran off laughing? CNN, I mean, we would be George Floyd 2.0. You better be getting fire insurance for every property across America because they would burn this entire city down. But when migrants are hunting down white children and choking out white children on park benches, that's definitely not a hate crime. There's definitely nothing wrong with it. He just wasn't breathing for a few minutes. No big deal. But nope, I don't hear that across mainstream communities. I don't hear a felony manhunt. Why? Because our country is ran by retards, folks. Ready for part two? Leah memes over here coming in with episode two of our mini series. Here is, share this. This is important follow-up PSA with everyone you care about. So this is part two, retards.
Mental retardation is not a tidy classification. Its causes are many. It is at once the most common and the most handicapping of all disorders. The degree of mental retardation varies widely. A retarded individual may have a damaged brain, impaired ability to think, to learn, to adapt to life, to perform the complicated or even the simple. There are thought to be 5 million people now living in the United States who are retarded, and many more who have never been properly diagnosed and are destined to function ineffectively throughout their lives. In years past, they would have been categorized feeble-minded, imbecile, idiot. But today, there is hope that they can live as participating members of the community if they are identified early and handled with care. Assisted by a full network of existing agencies, a mental retardation center can help to forge a meaningful chain of life situations for each retarded individual. The retarded can become participating members of society if they are given the opportunity and the incentive to thrive.
That's by the Dilly V meme team, folks. That is all the time we have over here on Matter of Fact today. It is 3 p.m. Up next is the NFSC, followed by a stacked lineup of shows all day over here on LFA TV from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. So if you did not enjoy this show, I guarantee you there is a personality over here on LFA TV that you will enjoy. Folks, God bless you guys. We just broke all of our records today. We have 1,500 people watching. We got 448 likes. God bless you guys. If you guys could do us a solid and pump that like button one more time before we wrap the show up today, I'd greatly appreciate it. Hopefully you guys have a great start to your Thursday. I got a big special coming for you guys. We're going to break down all the conspiracy theories, and I don't have enough time to go on, but if you haven't heard about the Looking Glass, do not miss tomorrow's show. We're going to blow your mind. This is a new conspiracy theory that's going to make you go, oh, this one's up there with Flat Earth. It's deep. So come to the show tomorrow. It's going to be a blast. God bless you guys. We out. Peace.
Run.